国法分为正法五百年、相法一千年，或是正法一千年、相法一千年、末法一万年。Yeah, I think around here. So up to this point, talking about the verse 后五百岁。So Venerable Subhuti asked a question. So after the Buddha has passed away, then 500 years later,would there be people who can have the pure faith, meaning that who can actually realize the teachings, the truth, yeah, pointed to by this teaching, yeah, of no non-self or no self? So over here, 佛法分为正法五百年、相法一百年，或是正法一千年，相法一千年。或是正法一千年、相法一千年、末法一万年。佛法流传世间共一万两千年，此后世界就没有佛法了。So if you were to very, very simply draw out a diagram, yeah, or maybe a timeline, so then you have, let's say, the Iwanian, so you have over here, and then maybe like that. Yeah, so this is 正法、相法, then 末法. Oh, so this is 10,000 years.This is 1K, 1K. This is 10K. So after this point, so there's still Buddhism up to this point. You understand? Yeah. I don't know how you all feel about this. A long time ago, when I come across this teaching, not from this particular section, yeah, but throughout Buddhism, there is the teaching on how Buddhism will at some point decline and be completely lost, the Dharma. More importantly is that Dharma is completely absent. Yeah, not so much Buddhism or not Buddhism, Buddhism, what we call the religion, yeah, and Dharma, the knowledge of the Dharma, the practice of the Dharma. In a way, these two are slightly separate. Separate in what sense? So, like in our current time, throughout the world, people may still have heard of what Buddhism is. But in their country, in where they are, maybe there's nobody who know what is Dharma. So they have heard of something called Buddhism, but they don't know what is Buddhism about. They don't know that in Buddhism, there's a teaching of Dharma, that there's Tripajan Buddha Dharma Sangha. They don't know that apart from the so-called normal day-to-day living, there are those who live their life differently. Yeah, there are those who live their life so differently that they don't live their life driven by greed, hatred, and delusion. Yeah. That there is this way of living, this different state of living that we call enlightened. So, when I first heard about this, to be very honest, I was quite... It was quite a strong impact, you know. I felt really like, wow, one day you'll disappear. And the thing is, there's another part further to this, which is that Mu'ofa, after Mu'ofa, then there's basically 没有佛法. Yeah. No, not even anyone who know anything about it. So then, for another duration of time, then when the sentient beings, in particular the human beings, have the suitable conditions to learn Dharma again, then the next Buddha, or rather, more generally, a Buddha will arise in this world. It is not that Buddha just suka-suka, you know, oh, I feel like going down. Anyway, I'm quite free now, nothing to do with that, just go. No. For a Buddha to arise in this world, okay, don't be sorry. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder whether he acts like that. Can he sit in front? Lai, can sit here. Yeah. This is a special seat. 这个是瞌睡座. Maybe every lesson he prepare himself. 师父还没有看到我. How tired?
No.
Yeah. Do you feel like peeing? I teach you all a trick. Sometimes when you are drowsy, right? Actually, it's because high tide. I know it sounds strange. Not high tide enough for you to be alert. High tide enough for you to be drowsy. Yeah. You all go and observe. For me, I find that sometimes when I'm feeling drowsy, especially meditating drowsy, then I just go and go to relieve myself. After relief, okay. So you need to go toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, so at that point in time, when I first heard about it, it was very strong impact. I was like, wow, there will come a time where there's absolutely no one who knows what Dharma is. In particular, what Dharma? Not Dharma about, what is the name of the Buddha's mother? Actually, strictly speaking, when you talk about Dharma, it's not about history, no. Yeah, all that is Buddhism-related information. But Dharma is what you see in the sutra where the Buddha expound on the ways of purification. Yeah, all the teaching on how to purify our body, speech and mind, and the views. Yeah. In other words, Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, 37 Factors of Enlightenment, and so on. Yeah. All other ones are... I don't say that they are not good or important, but they are not directly responsible for your enlightenment. And then... there was another teaching. This is in particular concerning the Sangha. So during the Vinaya class, one of the Vinaya masters said, in this world, the Buddha said that as long as there's even just 5 monks practicing, then the Buddha Dharma can continue. If there's less than 5, that's it. It will go its way. Why? Because you need a minimum of 5 monks to ordain a new monk. So once you drop below 5, you don't have critical mass really. Then you cannot have new monks. Then basically, no. But I would say that if in a country there's less than a certain number, I don't think you need to reach 5 monks. You reach lesser than a certain number of monks, the cultivation atmosphere is not there. So when I heard of this second part, I was like, wow. Then I was thinking to myself, imagine if one day I'm one of the last few monks. It's very stressed. Imagine you are one of the last 8 monks or 7 monks or nuns. Then you look around. 就是我们几位了. Sometimes, being born in a country like Singapore, there's a problem. Yeah, because a lot of people are Buddhist, we don't feel the urgency to practice. Yeah, anyway, somebody else will do it. 我的孩子不用出家了,你们别人的孩子去出家。中国大陆很多人出家吗?
斯里兰卡很多人出家吗？泰国很多人出家，短期可以，所以你看，
奇奇古奇奇哦。
then how?
Yeah, until one day, only left with 几个老和尚。then 老的走的走，死的死。then 喵喵。then 就呱呱呱。Yeah, imagine one day you wake up.And you're the only one who know about Dharma.
Then look around and ask your friend, Hey, have you heard of Buddhism? Huh? What is Buddhism? Huh? You don't know what is Buddhism? Yeah, what is Buddhism? Then you ask around, Hey, nobody knows Buddhism. Can you imagine? Yeah. And then you ask them, you don't know about Three Refuge? What is Three Refuge? Buddha, Dharma, Sangha? Similar. Yeah. Then you say,How about cultivation? Five precepts, what is that? Yeah, can you imagine? And the trouble is, if you have already reached enlightenment, no problem. Even if no one else will be known, 因缘如此嘛. But if you are not enlightened yet, then you have questions about some of the teachings, then look around, hey, you're the only knowledgeable person, you don't even know the complete thing. How? So,此后世界就没有佛法了。So thereafter, no more Buddha Dharma. Yeah. 正法时代，较有人容易相信《般若波罗蜜经》。Yeah. So, relatively, there are more people who would have faith in the or believe in the in the Prajnaparamita Sutra. That means in this teaching of emptiness, of wisdom. Yeah. So, 这个是欲哈，但欲往后就越困难。Yeah. So, so the further away from the Buddha, then was. So here 往后啊, is not.To the past, is forward to the future. Then becomes harder and harder. 正法和相法有什么不同呢? Yeah, so, what is the difference between 正法 yeah, or 相法? So, 正法 is the true Dharma. It's a time where there's still the true teachings taught and the means from the Buddha, you know, from the Buddha's time. So,If there's anything wrong, there's a proper source to correct. Yeah, 相法,相似法. So what is the difference? 正法注释时,很多的出家人得圣道. So there are a lot of people who attain enlightenment. Yeah, a lot of the monks and nuns attain enlightenment. 相法注释的时候,得圣道的人少了. Yeah, so during the time when this...相似法 so after a certain period then semblance dharma we can really use the word semblance dharma semblance so there's a semblance not that it's totally different there's a certain semblance so the key thing is during this second thousand years much lesser people yeahattaining enlightenment. Yeah, 就是有这个差别, this is the difference. 但是表面上和相法相似, yeah, on the surface, still the same, yeah, semblance. So, 所以称为相法。到末法的时候,表面都不像了。Even the surface is not the same. 所以叫做末法。So, now, if you compare now with the time of the Buddha,earlier over lunch, some of a few of you asked me about the concert. 2 weeks ago, one week ago, there was a concert, the Buddhist music concert. Yeah, so.Some of you invited me, so I attended. Yeah, then they asked me earlier on, asked me how was it. Yeah, so I shared with
So then one of the students said,
hey, but there are some people, you know, with the opinion that, you know, for monks to be singing songs and playing instruments, not so good. Not so right. So, Hong Yi大师, and I think, is it Tai Shi Dasi? So the two of them wrote one of the first modern music, Buddhist music. San Bao Ge. In many temples, during certain occasions, they'll play it. You'll notice that San Bao Ge, when you listen to it, it's not using the normal fa qi, it's using piano. So that was the first attempt to modernize Buddhist music. But in a way, everybody will say, oh, very good, very good. But then it didn't pick up. In the Chinese tradition, in other traditions, people somehow, we say, wow, Hong Yi Da Shi, wei da, wei da. But we don't dare to continue. The trouble is, why? Because I was explaining to the students, if you consider the early Buddhist music, by who is that? Cannot remember the name. There's this Malaysian Buddhist, Victor Wee. Have you all heard of him? Oh, you all never listen to... 难怪我出家. So there's this very famous self-reliance, the song, Buddhist song. By ourselves is evil done, by ourselves we pin and endure, by ourselves we cease from wrong, by ourselves become we pure. No one save us but ourselves, no one can and no one may. We ourselves must walk the path, Buddhas merely show the way. This is actually a Buddhist song, but it's directly, the lyrics are directly, almost word for word, from the Dhammapada. There's this gatha, there's this verse on self-reliance. So, if you look at Buddhist music nowadays versus the earlier Buddhist music, the earlier Buddhist music usually have the lyrics which is directly word for word from the sutta or slightly adjusted for, lyrical composition. If not, it is inspired based on the essence. Most of them are afraid to just come out with their own verse. So the earlier Buddhist musics are usually just word for word. But the later ones, in recent years, 哇,越来越创意了. So I was sharing with them that the trouble is, then it depends on how well-versed that the composer of the lyrics is in terms of the Dharma. Otherwise, the person may introduce certain concepts into the lyrics unwittingly, not purposely, but the person really think this is Dharma, then put it inside. Then you sing one day, sing 2 days, sing 3 days, after a while you think that is Dharma. That is the problem. That's the challenge. So, some will say, you see monks and nuns playing instruments, sing music, sing songs, so no more semblance. But sometimes, that day when I went there, I left early also. But I also posted something on Facebook. On the spot, I was like, because there was a comment, did any of you go? I think at least a few of you went there. So during the concert, he also shared some Dharma. Then there was one statement. There are actually a few things, but I just corrected on that one. Because he passed a statement that the Pure Land practice is unconditional. That to be reborn in Pure Land, you don't have to have conditions, except have faith. I was like, huh? 几时? 阿弥陀佛这样讲吗? In 弥陀经, 不得少善根福德因缘都讲得很清楚啊。 对吗? 只是没有讲细节, 然后其他的, 大本无量寿经细节讲到很多嘛。如果是不用条件, 就不分九品往生了。
Yeah. So on the spot, I go, sit down there, someone put me front row, say, Paisi. Yeah. Then I put down, I heard the fastest, and then text is wrong. Yeah, I went online, search for that verse of the Ami Tuo Jing, copy down, and then because it's in Chinese, but most of those online are all kantang. So on the spot, translate. Yeah. So that's part of the challenge. Yeah. So,
相法十七.
Yeah. But there's also this venerable from US, also play guitar. Right? Yeah. But sometimes, we Chinese can be quite double standard one. Among monk play guitar, wow, 法师多么的前卫, this venerable is so forward thinking, so modern, you see, can reach out to people. If Chong Guan go and play guitar, 师父笑料, can you imagine that? They cannot imagine that. In some ways, I don't say that my practice is super perfect, but I think there may be those who really need to see a monk play guitar, then they want to even think about Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. But I think there are still a lot of people who don't need that and want to learn Buddha, Dharma without all the whistles and bells. So those who need can go and attend. Yeah, but what to do? Okay, let's take a look. So, 就是到最后, 小小的还有一点佛法, 虽然还有人学习, 但是这时候, 佛法在人的心里, 不能, 发挥断惑正真的力量, 所以叫做末法, 所以叫末法. So, meaning what? That, in the declining stage, 末法, this is the declining stage. At the Dharma declining stage, it's not that there's no Dharma. There's still Dharma, but just a bit. And then what happened? 虽然还有人学习, although there are still people learning, 但是这时候, but at this point in time, 佛法在人的心里面不能发挥断惑正真的力量. Yeah, so, although there are still people learning Dharma, but not able to use it to what? To apply and to eradicate our defilements, yeah, and realize the truth. Doesn't have that ability. Learn, you can still learn, but not deep enough, doesn't have that strength, that power to do this. So, 所以叫末法. 好, 这地方说, 后500岁, 是指正法以后, so it's referring to after the right Dharma, yeah, the first phase. Yeah, 明后500岁. So that's why it's called after the later 500 years. So 若说是第五个500岁, 现在是2500年. So if we say that it is the fifth 500 years, then it's 2,500 years. Yeah. So, 2,500年 这句话是南传佛教学者说的. So, 2,500 years, this is said by the Southern Tradition scholars. Yeah. Those masters in the Southern Tradition have this interpretation. So, 若在我们汉文佛教的文献, 文献上看, yeah. So, from the lineage, yeah, of the Chinese Mahayana tradition, the Chinese tradition, then what is it? 就是2300多年, 还不足2400年. Yeah. So these two lineage, there's some disparity in the number of years that we count. So it's from the Chinese lineage, then it's 2,300 over years. Yeah. Or 2,400 years. But
In recent years, I think in all the different lineages, there is some attempt to bridge that difference. Yeah. So, especially in Singapore, we celebrate 2,600 years already. Yeah. Because plus 80 years. Yeah. So, 2,500 something, right? It is from the Parinibbana. Then, if you add in 80 years to count the birth of the Buddha, then, or if you add 45 years, then it's 2,600 plus years. Yeah. So, 现在的佛教有一个特别的现象。Yeah, Buddhism today have a certain special, something special about it. Yeah. What is it? 就是思想混乱。And it is the messiness or the disparity in terms of our views, yeah, our mindset. 你说一套，我说一套, yeah. You have your saying, I have my own saying. Yeah, 不知道谁说的对, yeah, we don't know who is saying the right thing. Yeah, 若想得圣道很不容易, yeah, it's not easy to attain enlightenment. Yeah, 佛预先知道这回事 yeah, The Buddha know this in advance 慈悲安排了净土法门 yeah, Out of compassion have arranged this practice yeah, of Pure Land practice 让大家念阿弥陀佛求生净土 For everybody to chant Amitabha Buddha and make an aspiration to be born in Pure Land念阿弥陀佛的确好 So it is indeed good 来深呼吸 yeah, 念阿弥陀佛的确好 yeah, It is indeed good to recite Amitabha Buddha yeah, 容易念 yeah, 也容易做 yeah, It's easy to chant yeah, To recite And it's easy to do 若修四念处就不容易If we say we want to practice the four foundations of mindfulness, Satipatthana, not so easy. 比如修无我观 for example, we cultivate contemplate on no self, yeah, do the contemplation on no self. 明白什么是我 yeah, to understand what it means by self, I. Yeah, 什么是无我 what is no self, no I.Yeah, 还不是简单的 yeah, It's not so easy yeah, Not so easy 能够认可这件事也不容易 yeah, To be able to accept this is not so easy 认可这件事我感觉如果不读大制度论一切四谛论很难知道什么是我 yeah, So to be able to accept this What is this?The teaching on no self to accept that there's no self yeah so my teacher says that he feels that if a person don't learn the commentary on the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra yeah 大智度论 is basically the 论 the commentary on the Mahaprajna Paramita yeah 大智度论Yeah, so he feels that if a person don't read this, or 瑜伽四谛论 Yoga, Chara, Bhumi, Sastra, yeah, 瑜伽四谛论 很难知道什么是无我 then it's difficult to know what is no self. Yeah. Now, having said this, if you learn the Nikayas, you will learn also, huh? Yeah. But if you learn Nikayas, and then you also learn the commentary to the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra or the Yogacara Bhumi Sastra, then you see, you learn different angles to approach no self. Yeah. Or rather, you see different layers to it from the different teachings. So, 说身体里面没有藏恨住不变异的我名为无我 So, those of you who attend Heart Sutra,Yeah, 长恒住不变异、This E, I think is wrong、Should be 差异的异
差异的异，是不是 ？Yeah, shouldn't be this. 好 ，So 三体里面没有常汉数不变异的我。Yeah, so this is just two of the features. So my teacher just lists this out, not going to the detail yet. No, because in these two teachings, then it highlight, 我有三个定义，常汉数不变异有主宰。These three features. Yeah. When did I learn this? The first time I encountered this was in 2002 when I was in the 三德寺. Yeah. Maybe I haven't. Let me see. Is it 清凉寺or 三德寺? Maybe it's 三德寺. Yeah. Then 古化法师 passed me this sheet of.paper, which is the extract from 一切四谛论, and then 什么是无我，无我观，什么是我，常恒住不变异有主宰, and then throughout the years, my teacher in the class, yeah, and then later on through the recording after he passed away, kept on repeating this, 常恒住不变异有主宰, yeah, so eternal, yeah, everlasting, unchanging, and autonomous.Independently existing, yeah. So, 当然这样讲是对的。So, of course, this saying is correct. Yeah. 可是心里还是疑疑疑惑惑的。Yeah. So, although we think this is correct, but in our mind, we still have doubts. We still have ambiguity. We have doubts. 若读一切四谛论，有训有师弟中。不如理师作义的那一大段，在显量圣教论也有。So, if you learn the Yogacara Bumisastra inside this chapter, 有熏有师弟。So, in the Yogacara Bumisastra, there are 17 of the foundations. 17, in a way, you can say stages or grounds. Yeah. So, one of the 义地So before 义地，五世生相应地义地 ，then 有熏有师地。So this 有熏有师地 is actually referring to all the grounds. 有熏有师地 should be referring to the section prior to including us. That means we've sustained and applied thoughts. So this section.On 不如理作义 So what is 不如理作义 It is the way we think, yeah, that we think not according to the principle, the teachings. Yeah, 如理作义 means we reflect, we think according to the teachings. So there's this section inside that highlights what is the kind of thinking that is worldly, that is according to samsara, not according to the dharma.So inside this section. And also in another commentary, 显量圣教. So this is another commentary that my teacher also mentioned a few times. So 也有. So inside this commentary, if we translate into English, is the 显量. So the revealing, yeah, and the proclamation of the enlightened teachings. Yeah, so this commentary.Yeah, so inside, what does it say? Yeah, 就说得很详细 it lists out very clearly. Yeah, 有我会有什么什么的什么什么困难 Yeah, so if there's self, then what are the problems that it entails? Yeah, 非要无我 Yeah, so you must be able to, you must have this teaching of no self. Yeah, 道理才通得过去 Then you can actually.Penetrate through. Yeah, you can actually be able to see clearly. So, 而今天的佛教徒，多数欢喜走这个捷径啊，走捷径。So.Today,
Buddhists like to take shortcuts. Mostly like to take shortcuts. 多数, huh? I must be faithful to his, to what he said. I cannot put words into my teacher's mouth. I tell you, when I was still a novice, there was one day, there was a Lama who was invited to the southern campus to give a teaching. So my teacher brought all of us from the northern campus, all the monks, over to attend. And after that, there was a dialogue. So Heng Sui Sui arrowed me to do the translation. So I like to think that I seem to have managed it. So translate back and forth. Wow, back and forth, translate. Wow. 得意洋洋. Halfway through, suddenly my teacher stopped. And then he looked at me. 你犯错了. Yeah. And he was on this phrase. 这个汉藏传佛教跟大乘佛教 还是汉传佛教. So I translate as Chinese Buddhism and Tibetan Buddhism. No, then I only heard him say two English words. Yes, no. But then I translate after you say I translate only. So clearly he knows English also. Yeah. So I was a bit like, ah, 那我是要怎么翻? Yeah. So we like to go for shortcuts. 要三大阿僧祇劫, 不可以. So in our monastery, this phrase is so drilled into us. 开口闭口, 三大阿僧祇劫怎么样怎么样三大阿僧祇劫. Yeah. So that's why when you attend Mahat Sutra class, I also will highlight this. So my teacher is saying, Buddhists nowadays, yeah, we want mostly one shortcut. Now you tell them, 三大阿僧祇劫, no. 我这一生就成佛, 这样子好, 哇, if I can attain enlightenment, 三大阿僧祇劫, three asaṅkhya kalpa. So it is referring to the three great time period. Yeah. And this is referring to the minimum requirement to attain Buddhahood. When we hear this many times, right? Then one day our teacher mentioned that Santa, was it mentioned by another Dhamma brother? But someone mentioned this Santa Asan Chijia is the minimum for those who are Li Gen Ren. That means it's not the average, no? It's not the maximum required, no? It's the minimum required for anyone to attain Buddhahood, provided you are of the superior faculty. That means you are super on, you know, you don't lack, so energetic to learn Dharma, and you have enough merits to meet the right teacher, and then to have good, you know, all the conditions. Then, 三大阿僧祇劫. Otherwise, even longer. So, he's saying, because even in my teacher's time, there's a lot of talk about this 一生就成佛, and it's basically the 即生成佛, which is the tagline you find, you usually hear from the Tibetan tradition. But if you really go and learn Tibetan tradition, then you also realize that there's a lot of caveat inside also. You must be able to practice until a very high degree, then you can get enlightened in this life. So the so-called 即生成佛 doesn't mean that in this life you can attain Buddhahood also. Why? Because technically it's impossible. Technically, you know that technically now, no matter how hard you try, you cannot attain Buddhahood. Why? Because there's still Buddha Dhamma. Yeah. The next one in line already queue up Maitreya Buddha. Yeah, unless your vow is so super great and you amass in a very short time, somehow you manage to amass so much merit, you know, to supersede him. In one of the teaching, it says that by right, this time period is not supposed to have Buddha Dharma.
between the last Buddha and Maitreya Buddha is supposed to be a vacant. Yeah. But Sakyamuni Buddha made a great vow that he is willing to attain Buddhahood when the conditions are not favorable to teach. You look at most of the teaching, the Buddhas arise when the conditions are favorable. Otherwise, waste time. So the Buddhas, most of them, when they arise, the lifespan is very long. They don't have much sickness. They don't have this problem, that problem. And in the basically in the Amitabha Sutra, talk about 五浊二世, you know, that in for other Buddhas, when they arise, don't have this problem. But Buddha make a great vow. He's willing to come during this time. With all this problem, very hard to teach. You teach them, I'm hungry, you teach them, I fall sick, you teach them, I see them. You know? Yeah? Never, not too hungry, never fall sick, never die. Be song, don't want to learn. 很多的问题, 五浊二世. So, I think this is the minimum already. So, you cannot cut further. Yeah, so, but we like people to tell us, go shortcut, come. Shortcut, okay, I go. So, 总而言之, so in summary, 想占便宜, yeah, so we want to take advantage. We have a shortcut. Hey, 我不要那么辛苦嘛, 然后我不要那么辛苦, 就能成就, yeah, I don't want to go through so much suffering. I don't want to take a path that is so tough. Yeah. Then I can quickly, I can attain enlightenment. 其实世上, 哪有便宜的事情呢? Yeah. But in reality, in this world, yeah, where can you find, yeah, this kind of, yeah, like, 深呼吸, 坐直, 摇一摇, 会不会累? Are you tired? You're not tired. 师父 have been giving teaching since 8:30 this morning. For the past how many weeks? Yeah. But I'm energizer rabbit. Yeah. You don't let me discuss or share Dhamma. Discuss share Dhamma, I have a lot of energy. So, 没有不劳而获, 有这种事情吗? Yeah. Is there such a thing for us to gain without effort? Yeah. We don't have to put in any effort. Yeah. 没有这种事情, 没有这种事情的, no such thing. Yeah. So, is it true? We hope that there's a shortcut. Some students ever ask me, hey, 师父, any shortcut? I say, have, a shortcut. Oh, really? Oh, immediately, eyes open up. Yeah, if I say no, I say. Yeah, I say yes. I shortcut. Wow, all wake up. See, all wake up already. Yeah. I say the shortcut is meditate every day. Meditate every day is the shortest cut. Yeah, you meditate every day, learn Dhamma every day, shortcut. Yeah, otherwise very long cut. 所以。 后五百岁有持戒修福者, so hence, yeah, this is again the reference to the sutra itself. Yeah, 500 years after the Buddha's passing, yeah, 有持戒修福者, there are those who observe the precepts and cultivate merits. Yeah, who are cultivators basically. 相法注释时代, yeah, so in the semblance Dharma period. What happened? 在家出家的佛教徒表现于外的相貌是什么呢? Yeah, so those who are lay, those who are monastics, yeah, the Buddhists, well, what is the appearance they have? Yeah, the outward appearance. Our appearance is 受了戒后能够手持不犯持戒清净而且还能修福为大众生 为一切众生服务, 而不辞辛苦. Yeah. So
这个相法 that means semblance period、yeah. there are those who that means take up the precepts、yeah. and is able to uphold it with purity and、is able to cultivate merit、yeah. serve the sangha、yeah. serve the community and、do it tirelessly、yeah. do it and not say likecomplain、wow, so strong、have to do this, have to do that so much complain、no、总而言之对自己的执着性轻、yeah. in summary with respect to the own self yeah,、the attachment is lighter 用自己所有的身力心力财力去做利益众生的事情Yeah, make use of the person's own both physical and mental strength and even what you call that, wealth, material wealth to go and benefit sentient beings. 造医院造学校 yeah, build hospital, build schools, 做种种的慈善事业 do all kinds of charitable acts. Yeah, 这就是修福、this is considered cultivatingmerits 多拜佛也是修福 yeah, so doing prostrations to the Buddha this is also cultivating merits 修学禅定也可以说是修福、so when you do meditation samatha meditation is also considered cultivating merits actually this is not 也是、huh? 也可以说 actually I must highlight、in the sutra it's very clearly this is consideredA source of merit. Yeah. 布施持戒修定、This is the three types of worldly merits. So, 修四念处也是修福、Of course, this is even greater.、But this is a different kind of 福、Different kind of merit. This is a supramundane merit.、So, in a sense, this results not in rebirth.Yeah, because all kinds of, usually when we talk about merits, it is the wholesome practice that results in rebirth, yeah, in a pleasant state. But when you cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness, if you succeed, it doesn't result in that. It results in enlightenment. So, 这里说持戒修福者于此章句能生信心。Yeah, so those who are cultivators of the precepts of merits, with respect to this verse, yeah, they are able to give rise to pure faith, yeah, or give rise to faith. 对于《金刚般若波罗蜜经》啊，无相的愿、无相的修行、无相的果，这样法门的章句能建立信心。Yeah, so with respect to the Diamond Sutra, teaching on the aspiration, cultivation, and the fruits that is without attachment, 无相 yeah. Such verses of teachings, such a person is able to establish faith. 在大般若经有十八空 so in some of the sessions of the Heart Sutra, I mentioned about this. 有十八空二十空或者二十二空 yeah, but I usually don't go through everything, because...The Heart Sutra, 10 weeks is mainly to establish clearly what is emptiness first. Yeah. So actually, after Heart Sutra, there's still more things to learn. But most people think, seems to be criticizing you all. But you all, okay, I'm not so bad. But some students, maybe not you, some students, they attend one time, maybe sometimes some attend half time.Halfway, then they think, I learned before already. I read the book before already. Same thing. Then they just quit. The trouble is, have we internalized it? The principle of emptiness. Have we internalized to the point where in our day-to-day, we are able to at least occasionally use it and reflect on it? So here, 大般若经 in the Mahaprasanna Paramita Sutra, what about it? It talk about 18 types of emptiness, 22 types of emptiness. Yeah. 金刚般若波罗蜜经 in the Dhamma Sutra 很少看见空字、so you seldom see the word empty, emptiness. 但是有无字 but there is this 无 无 is kind of like absence. Yeah, that's this word. Yeah, 无我相、无人相、无众生相、无寿者相、无法相、亦无非法相。So that's this other verse, this other phrase. Yeah, no, the no features or no sign of the self, no sign of the person, no sign of the sentient beings, no sign of the person who grows old. Yeah, 无法相, no features or sign of the Dhamma, 亦无非法相, and also no sign of that which is not Dhamma. Yeah, 这其实也有空的意思。This actually has the meaning of emptiness as well. Yeah. 如果说观一切法毕竟空, if you were to contemplate on the on all phenomena being ultimately empty, yeah, ultimately void, 就不需要善恶果报啊，不管这一套。So then we don't have to care about the wholesome, unwholesome fruits.Yeah, so 不管这一套 don't have to care about this. Yeah, 无恶不作也可以 Yeah, so then we can do anything we want. Yeah, 反正都是空的，空的嘛 Yeah, anyway, everything empty. So 那这不是相信般若法门 This is not having faith in the prajna wisdom path door.So, 若相信一切法空，因是缘起，果也是缘起，都是毕竟空，而能持戒修福，这才是相信般若的相貌。This part is very important. Have to finish up this part. So, what does it mean? Sometimes we learn emptiness, right? Then everything empty, then it's as though anything goes, nothing matters.My teacher here highlight, no, that's not the case. When we talk about karma, cause and effect, cause is due to conditions. Effect is also due to conditions, the cause being part of it. Yeah. So as a result, just because you learn that it's empty, in fact, precisely because it's empty in nature, that's why you are able to cultivate precepts to the purest degree.Not that you don't have to cultivate, not that you don't have to observe, but you are able to observe precepts to an even higher degree. You can truly cultivate merits. This is how it looks like for someone who truly understand prajna, yeah, wisdom. Okay. Now I must 赶下一场 5:30. Oh, that guy is not here, so I must really rush. Yeah, I have another class at 5:30, and it's not here. 愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿得智慧真明了。
愿得智慧真明了。
普愿罪障悉消除。
普愿罪障悉消除。
世世常行菩萨道。
世世常行菩萨道。
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。
起立。